You're listening to SBS News.
23-year-old Grace was on holiday with her family in Lakes Entrance, Victoria, when a man started to yell at her and her sister.
And my sister and I were waiting for my parents, and as we're standing on the street, a man across the road just started completely yelling. Like, I don't even know how to describe it. It was quite terrifying because he was quite literally screaming at the top of his lungs. And it was quite difficult to pick up on exactly what he was saying, but there was definitely strains of, Chinese people are invading the country. There was obviously references to COVID, which is just something that I think Chinese people have come to expect now.
Grace moved to Australia from China with her family when she was 4 years old. She says she's had regular experiences with sexual or racial harassment in public spaces from a young age.
Running on a main road near a red light intersection where some cars were backed up waiting for the red light. And as I ran by one of the cars, I realised that a man was leaned out of his window and had his phone camera on me, taking either photos or videos. And that was particularly horrific. They said some things as well, but I don't even remember what they were saying because, in that moment, it's just such a shock and it's just so horrifying that you can't even process what exactly is going on.
Grace is just one of hundreds of women in Australia having such experiences. A report by the Victorian organisation It's Not a Compliment has shown how prevalent and traumatic unwanted attention can be for women in public spaces. The report, titled A Snapshot of Street Harassment Experiences in Victoria, gathered the testimonies of 343 anonymous responders between August and November last year. Some of the findings show that almost 90% of participants had experienced street harassment in the last 6 months. 75% experienced it at least once a month.
Street harassment is definitely more common than a lot of people think. It's still a real issue that's happening out there. Minority groups, people of colour, people who are part of the LGBTQ community, or people with visible disabilities, especially the women within that community, while they will face the sex-based harassment that all women are already facing, they also face this compounding level of harassment due to their identities, particularly if that's visible to other people on the streets.
Natasha Sharma is a research and policy officer with It's Not a Compliment. She says many victims of public space harassment often struggle with mental health issues as a result.
Outcomes from experiencing the harassment, usually like a lot of depression and anxiety reported in the immediate aftermath, and then also like long-term effects afterwards. A lot of them will have changed their routes, their local routes that they go walking to wherever the shops or university. Basically just limiting their own access in public spaces.
Maria Hack from the Multicultural Centre for Women's Health in Victoria says it's a concerning trend.
We know from research that migrant and refugee women experience sexual harassment, but they experience it differently from other women because the sexual harassment that they experience is also tied to histories of racism. The most important thing to remember, I guess, is that for women who are racialised, women who are visibly different and othered, that that street harassment is very much tied to racism as well, and whiteness, and white privilege.
The survey also showed that 86% of respondents had never reported an incident of street harassment. Of those who did, most were dissatisfied with the outcome. Ms. Shana says helpful community-led intervention is one of the best ways to help overcome street harassment.
What would really help is like, if their friends or their peers were to call it out and to say like, hey, actually, like, that's not really cool. Like, don't do that. And they tend to like, respond better to that. So, or more likely to take it on board because they'll like value that opinion more. So we're really interested in like empowering those people who are surrounding those incidents or surrounding those people who are committing harassment but are already like kind of on the same page as us, like they know that it's harassment, to be empowered to like call it out, you know, in like a safe and non-confrontational way, but just like slowly instilling that value of, you know, don't do that, basically.
But Grace says street harassment is a small part of a broader racism issue embedded in Australia.
The street harassment really is the tip of the iceberg. It's a way that is, you know, that's something that we can point to and say, that's racism. And everyone on that train that heard that would agree that's racism. But there's so much more that is racism. You know, it doesn't take a violent outburst to make someone feel unsafe or otherized. It can be a seemingly innocuous comment or a particular way in which media frames a news issue, or, you know, even in the way that policy can be made with good intentions but have, you know, impacts, these unintended consequences.
Massilia Eiley, SBS News.